Introduced by Academy Award-winning actress Susan Sarandon, Gold Star family leader Cindy Sheehan is famous for her passionate anti-war advocacy.
As not only true Americans, but true citizens of this world that want the killing of innocent human beings to stop. And I do everything I do so there's no more Cindy Sheehans, whether Iraqi or American. That there's no more Casey Sheehans that are condemned to an early grave because of the lies and war crimes of our fascist regime that's in power right now. And we do not want the maniacs to invade Iran. We are standing here with the people of Iran to say that most of America is not on board with an invasion of your country.
She was followed by Faiza Al-Haraji, who is on U.S. tour with other Iraqi women and has a similar message.
What is the benefit of this war? It is just for the thieves. It is just for the companies who are getting benefit of this war. Please stop this war. Pull out the troops. Stop building bases in Iraq. We want to make peace. So whatever you can do, get your sons and daughters back home and leave Iraq for Iraqis.
Brooklyn Congressman Major Owens reminded the press that Iraq will feature as an important issue in the 2006 elections.
Now is the time for every Democrat to stand up in Congress and be counted. John Murtha has declared this war can't be won. Only 110 Democrats have signed onto that resolution. Make sure that every Democrat who refuses to sign up on the John Murtha resolution is made to understand that he's a coward.
TWU President Roger Toussaint, released after 5 days in prison, said that workers understand the link between militarism and repression against labor.
While they are waging a war abroad, spending $1 billion a day to conduct a war against the Iraqi people, while they are claiming that they don't have money for pensions, health benefits, living standards, education for American workers. A government that can't provide for its own has no business telling people around the world how they should live, has no business conducting an illegal war. The war in Iraq is linked to the war at home.
250 religious institutions have now joined clergy and laity concerned about Iraq. National Coordinator Reverend Sekou made this surprising announcement.
On Monday, May 1st, some 60 clergy will go to the U.S. mission at the UN in a requested meeting with John Bolton, asking him to close that torture chamber called Guantanamo. If he is unwilling to meet with us, we are willing to risk arrest in order to make sure that democracy continues to be alive.
And the determination to resist is most evident in this Iranian woman's words.
IAEA has found absolutely no evidence of any nuclear programs in Iran. This whole discussion of diplomacy is a pretext. They intend to invade, and nuclear bunker buster weapons will be used against Iran.
And you think the Iranian people are ready for this?
Iranian people will fight to death for their country as they did in 1953 when the United States overthrew with the CIA, the government of Premier Mossadegh. This is nothing different. The pretext of democracy is false. Invasion of an oil-rich nation in the Middle East is the ultimate goal.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.